Welcome to the Digital Transformation Podcast, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives all driving today's digital success. This is the show that will help you take advantage of digital transformation to build your business and career. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Nitin Mittal. Nitin is a principal with Deloitte Consulting. He currently serves as the U.S. Artificial Intelligence Strategic Growth Offering Consulting Leader. He is the 2019 recipient of the AI Innovator of the Year Award at the AI Summit in New York. And he specializes in advising clients to achieve competitive advantage through data and cognitive-powered transformations. But he's with us today to talk about his book, All In on AI, How Smart Companies Win Big with Artificial Intelligence. Nitin, welcome to the program today. Now, it's great to have an expert on AI on the show because, as we all know, ChatGPT has been getting a lot of headlines recently. What is your take on generative AI? Is it the breakthrough that it seems to be?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Generative AI is perhaps in the midst of its own iPhone moment right now. And it is certainly kind of in the public's imagination. Well, we certainly kind of expect a lot of positive momentum from generative AI. The fact that we as a society now have the means to generate content, generate images, generate video, generate essentially kind of personalization, and across any other modality gives us the means to be a lot more effective, gives us the means to augment and enhance productivity, gives us the means to collate information and insight like we have never been able to do so before, and consequently take us and many, many of the enterprises to the next level. Now, having said that, as much as there is promise from generative AI, there are also inherent risks that need to be kind of thought through very carefully. The risks can all be sort of thought through in the context or from the lens of trustworthiness, whether it is any sort of bias associated with the generative AI and the outputs thereof, whether it is privacy of the underlying data sets that are used to train the associated models that form the basis of generative AI, or whether it is also kind of related to the accuracy of the data that is actually kind of presented. So all those aspects have to be thought through in a trustworthy context. But the promise and the potential is absolutely immense.
You mentioned some of the risks, and the one that everyone thinks of is their job. Should employees be concerned about AI replacing them?
It is certainly kind of a fear factor that I completely recognize exists out there. And the pivot that I would like to kind of suggest is that it's not so much about replacing human jobs. It's actually more about augmenting human jobs. While there are certain skill sets for sure that are going to get replaced, because you now have an autonomous way of actually undertaking those skill sets and executing the tasks associated with those skill sets. But replacement of skill sets does not necessarily mean replacement of a human being, because that same human can now use generative AI as a co-pilot and be a lot more efficient, be a lot more productive, be a lot more insightful, and literally kind of elevate whatever they're doing to a different level playing field, as well as kind of pivot to areas that would be a lot more productive as we kind of move forward, both in business and society. So it's more about augmentation, less about replacing.
Well, let's get into the benefits of AI. Your book, All In on AI, How Smart Companies Win Big with Artificial Intelligence. What does it mean for a business or an organization to be all in on AI?
Yeah, this has certainly kind of been an area that I've been very passionate about. And given my own work with many, many of the global organizations, there's a lot of lessons learned and observations that both my co-author and myself have had, which we have articulated in the book. But here's kind of how I would describe it. A lot of the early efforts around artificial intelligence started in the data science group or particular centers of excellence. And it was around developing proof of concepts, experimenting, building a model, deploying that model, and kind of seeing what are the applicable usages of that model. All that work was important, but it was not scalable. And it was not something that was ubiquitously adopted across the enterprise. And the promise, as well as the potential of AI, was not necessarily harnessed to its fullest extent. There were progress made in pockets, but not across the entirety of the business. Going all in with AI is essentially changing that philosophy. Well, it's not about experimentation. It's not about the data science group. It's not about even treating AI as a technological revolution. It's literally relooking at the enterprise in terms of how you compete, what's the differentiation of your products and services, what are the markets you could be growing in, what's your business strategy, what are the processes that need to be optimized, what are the tasks that need to be reimagined, and what are the new type of experiences that need to be generated. Thinking from that lens, and then figuring out where, how, and in what capacity to apply AI to essentially every workflow, every task, every process, every system, and every experience that you could be generating. And if you adopt that philosophy, you come to the recognition that the era that we live in is in the era of a digital economy, where every organization is endeavoring to be a digital enterprise, and practically every form of interaction with your customers, stakeholders, employees, suppliers, etc., are going to be digital interactions, much of it powered by artificial intelligence. So taking a business-first approach, figuring out what you want to optimize, where you want to grow, how you want to kind of compete, and then applying AI with the appropriate usages of it is essentially at the heart and soul of this book and what it means to go all in with AI.
So every workflow, every process, that is all in. Why is taking an all-in approach to AI implementation more beneficial for businesses as opposed to a more gradual or conservative method?
It is something that almost every enterprise is kind of grappling with, and which is why in this book, we actually purposefully focused on what I would call traditional organizations as opposed to your digital natives or your technology giants who are kind of already at the forefront of it and have pioneered AI. But if you take many of the traditional organizations that we have explored in this book, there are many reasons for why the adoption curve has been slower than perhaps what we may have imagined or expected. Part of it has to do with the organization of the underlying data sets in a particular enterprise and how good is the quality of that data. Part of it has been that the efforts started perhaps from a technological or a data science perspective as opposed to a business perspective. Part of it has to do with the leadership and the passion of the executives in an enterprise to kind of drive this forward and use it as the means to differentiate and the basis to compete. And part of it has to do with the innate human resistance of any kind of change and the fear factor that, Kevin, you kind of articulated earlier, which is, what does it do to my job? So all those are elements associated with why the adoption has been slower. It's not been because of the technology. It's not been because of the maturity of the models. It's actually been more with respect to the human element, the leadership dimension, the cultural kind of aspects of an organization, which is another thing that we actually explore in this book.
Now, where is and how is AI applied today? Which industries benefit most from the use of AI?
Frankly, practically every industry. Every industry. Now, there's unevenness from industry to industry, but if you take the life sciences biopharmaceutical industry, they're certainly kind of proceeding with the AI. Take the area of accelerating drug discovery. And even the pandemic that we've got out of, the fact that we were able to accelerate clinical trials, get the emergency use authorization from the various regulatory bodies and agencies around the world, and come out with a COVID-19 vaccine in a time period that was perhaps unheard of, given the typical paradigm of the biopharmaceutical industry, has been a wake-up call. And been a wake-up call where now we as patients perhaps don't have the same fortitude to wait a decade or longer for a new therapy to come out. And that is putting pressure on the biopharmaceutical industry to kind of accelerate the discovery of drugs, as well as clinical trials that would be undertaken, much of it powered with artificial intelligence. So certainly the life sciences industry, government, everything from national defense to essentially how digital services could be provided to citizens, as well as the various welfare programs and government programs that are out there for the benefit of citizens in a country. AI is being used in many cases to essentially optimize in terms of prioritizing, in terms of identifying patterns, in terms of inferring, and the type of services that could be provided. AI is used in that context. Another industry is the automotive industry, and specifically the advent of both electronic as well or electric as well as autonomous vehicles. More and more of your auto manufacturers are going in the direction where they would have an EV, but the same EV would have autonomous driving features similar to what Tesla, for example, has. And that essentially is powered because of the AI revolution. So those are just some examples of industries out there. But by and large, we're seeing its adoption at this point of time across every industry.
It sounds to me like the horse is out of the barn with respect to AI. Will we see a future not so far from now where every company in every industry is using AI in some way, shape, or form?
We absolutely can imagine a future where every company and every industry, and I would say in most walks of our personal life, we would be interacting with AI. In a sense, we've already been doing it. We perhaps don't recognize it. We all use smartphones. We talk to our smartphones. The smartphone has a cognitive assistant that essentially uses natural language processing and natural language generation. Those are essentially AI models. We already kind of are interacting with it. Or we use mapping software to go from one place to another destination. And much of that navigation is courtesy of AI algorithms. We avail ourselves of ride sharing. Ride sharing is again courtesy of supply and demand matching that is done by AI algorithms. It is already ubiquitous in our society. We perhaps just don't recognize it. Generative AI has given the public something to talk about and something to essentially imagine and something to kind of comprehend and conceptualize what they had already been actually exposed to, what they had already been interacting with, and the fact that as they were going, as many of us were kind of going through our personal lives, we were already interacting with AI systems without even recognizing it or without even calling it powered by AI.
Do you want to be a guest on the Digital Transformation Podcast? Well, it could happen. Tell us about your ideas and advice. What technologies and solutions do you recommend? And how can our listeners benefit from your approach? Be a guest. Find out more at digitaltransformationpodcast.net/guest.
You're listening to the Digital Transformation Podcast.
We are here today with Nitin Mittal. Nitin is a principal with Deloitte Consulting and the recipient of the 2019 AI Innovator of the Year Award. He's with us today talking about his book, All In on AI, How Smart Companies Win Big with Artificial Intelligence. Nitin, before the break, you were talking about ChatGPT and generative AI. In addition to the capabilities that it's bringing forth, do you believe that it also has a social impact now that folks are, as you mentioned, have something to talk about and relate to with respect to AI, and that the advent of ChatGPT and its partners is bringing forth a mindset in our society today that will help us be more accepting of AI in business and in our lives?
I certainly do think that it is going to have a significant social impact. I mean, social media has already had impact in our lives and in our society. If we kind of imagine what type of impact AI could be creating in a society, Today, we go to any search engine and search for information. And then we kind of go through a couple of links to figure out what do those particular websites or what do those particular businesses actually say. But with generative AI could be, quote unquote, giving you an answer instantaneously. So we think about what our expectations would be as individuals. Our expectations would be that we instantaneously get the answer. But we may not necessarily know if the instantaneous answer that we're getting is actually 100% accurate. So we have to kind of be very mindful of individuals in the society and the environment that we live, that we are now going to start having expectations of getting instantaneous insights, instantaneous information, instantaneous answers, the same way that we had the gratification of instantaneous connectivity on social media platforms. But that comes at a potential price. And that price is it 100% accurate? And we have to have that level of skepticism with respect to the instantaneous nature of the answers and information that we're getting, and still be able to do our own due diligence to verify and validate. So all that is going to lead to some changed expectations and changed norms in terms of what we expect.
What do we do about that accuracy part that you're mentioning, especially today where we live in an era of fake news and we don't necessarily trust our news sources, our political sources, and now even our technology sources to be accurate? Is there a way to ensure the accuracy? Will that take some new technology development, or will that take some sort of legislation? How do we address accuracy with the use of AI?
I'm not really sure that there's any silver bullet, to be frank, but I do believe that it will perhaps be a combination of things. Regulation will certainly play kind of a role. And I think governments are going to be a lot more active in terms of how generative AI and AI by and large is going to be regulated. And we're already seeing some movement in that direction. So that's kind of one part of it. The other part of it is the actual underlying models that power generative AI, they are going to get more and more powerful and accurate by nature. And that's just the evolution of any kind of technology out there. So that is also kind of going to happen. Third is, I do think there are going to be inherent systems that are developed within businesses and enterprises so that you could govern generative AI. You could verify the accuracy of the information that is kind of provided. You could cross-reference the quality of what is actually being put out there. So businesses, in their own inherent interest, will essentially also go down the path of putting the appropriate governance, let's say, procedures and protocols in place. So through a combination of government-initiated regulation combined with the ever-increasing sophistication of the models, which would lead to better accuracy, combined with the inherent interest of enterprises and businesses to kind of be pertinent and accurate with respect to kind of what they put out, all that will essentially kind of converge and perhaps lead to a much, much more productive and better future.
What if my organization, I'm a leader and I want my organization to come up to speed using AI and more, embrace AI in more profitable ways? What are some steps that you might recommend for me in getting started and down the right path with embracing AI?
Part of this book is about essentially how to go about being all in on AI, as well as what does it really mean to essentially kind of harness the promise and potential of AI. What I would essentially say, first and foremost, AI should not be treated as a technological implementation. It should be thought of as a program that essentially creates a difference for you and enhances the means for you to compete in whichever industry that you're in. It's a business-wide program. Second, I also inherently believe that there is a huge human factor to it. And that human factor is about the leadership that is imparted and the cultural norms that have to be challenged. Example, it's not good enough to have the hard skills as it relates to either data science or model development or kind of the AI engineering that is necessary. It's even more critical to have the business skill sets to absorb the insights that have been generated by AI, to understand the usages and applications of AI, and be thoughtful around how to essentially create a much more enhanced experience for the customer, how to take advantage of the insights for day-to-day business decision-making, and how to essentially use, for example, the power of AI-generated simulations that would allow you to optimize either your work environment or allow you to kind of optimize however you are kind of, let's say, selling and distributing your products. All that has to be considered. The third aspect, beyond essentially thinking of AI as a business program, the human factor and the leadership and the cultural norms that have to be challenged, the third factor is AI has to be treated as a journey. It is not a project that starts on a given day and ends on another day. It's not like a system that is being implemented. Rather, it is kind of a journey. If you think of AI as your inorganic workforce, similar to how your organic workforce is part and parcel of your enterprise, part and parcel of who you are, and part and parcel of the journey that you undertake, AI has to be viewed from that perspective. It is augmenting your organic workforce. It is inorganic in nature, and consequently, it is here to stay. And how you actually enable humans working with intelligent machines becomes paramount over the next decade.
Your book is about how smart companies win big with artificial intelligence. Tell me about the big wins. Can you give us an example of one organization that has been successful? What did they do and what were the results?
One of the organizations that I would cite is DBS Bank in Southeast Asia, headquartered out of Singapore. And frankly, the I would say kind of secret sauce to their success and why they're considered to be all in on AI is because of all the elements that I just kind of articulated. Their CEO, Piyush Gupta, essentially was at the helm of how artificial intelligence ought to be thought of in the context of DBS Bank, how essentially DBS could benefit from it, and then consequently led a program that we've explored in the book with respect to processes, interactions, and operations that could be enhanced through the usage of artificial intelligence. So there was leadership buy-in, there was leadership drive, there was leadership passion. The other aspect of it was that AI was not just viewed as a technology that could be implemented for a process or a function or a department, but rather, what are all the processes, the functions, the workflows, and the activities that are being undertaken, what bets we could make across them. Treat AI implementations essentially as a portfolio that needed to be achieved for the benefit of business and for the benefit of the entire enterprise as a whole. So if you kind of take into account the leadership that is imparted, the business view, the thinking around the ubiquity of AI, and going and looking into processes, interactions, operations, tasks, and figuring out how and where I could improve productivity through the usage of AI, or how I could actually effectively compete in the marketplace because of the inherent advantages of AI, that essentially has resulted in DBS Bank being all in.
I'm so pleased that you're listening to this podcast. If you like what I do, why not let me do it for you? My audio podcasting services give voice to your success and expertise. Do you have a happy customer? Let them tell their story in their own words. Need to get your subject matter experts heard by new clients? Let's do an interview and we'll discuss the topics at hand. Are you an author, an analyst, a C-suite leader? Let me create a custom podcast for you that gets your message out to a new audience worldwide. Want to find out more? Go to cranegroup.com. That's C-R-A-I-N-E, cranegroup.com.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You're listening to
the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Our guest today is Nitin Mittal. We're talking about his book, All In on AI. Nitin, we have reached the action item round of the show. I'm wondering if you can please provide us with three quick action items that our listeners can do to begin to take advantage of the ideas and advice in your book.
The first action item that I would absolutely kind of first suggest is identification of an executive leader who could be at the helm of managing, driving, and governing the AI program. The second action item is not necessarily to view AI as a technological implementation, but have a business and a process-oriented view as it relates to what are you trying to get done through various processes. Is it around enhanced productivity? Is it around optimization? Is it around enhanced experiences? If you have a view of what the ultimate objective is, it actually results in better output as it relates to harnessing the potential of AI. That's the second one that I would kind of articulate. The third one is there tends to be a tendency to focus on the hard technical skill sets that an enterprise ought to be hiring. Instead of that, there should perhaps be a greater focus in terms of the business skill sets that are more relevant in a digital economy that allows you to be a digital enterprise and, let's say, powers your interactions with your customers, stakeholders, and suppliers through all kinds of digital modalities. Those three are, I think, absolutely paramount for one to be all in on AI.
Well, Nitin, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should executives and business owners, technologists, all of us really, be thinking about now and strategizing for today in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
Probably one aspect that I would articulate. The future is now. AI is not something that is going to happen to us in the future. It is not something that we can just kind of punt on. It's not something that we can wait and watch, but rather the future has been pulled forward because of how much buzz there is with respect to generative AI. The future is happening now. We cannot punt it, and every organization owes it to themselves in terms of how to harness AI for the enhancement of their employee workforce, for the ability to generate far greater experiences than they have been in the past, and for the ability to leverage AI to generate the type of insights and predictions that would propel your business. That future is now, and my message to every executive would be to embrace it, learn how to harness AI, apply it today, and change the means of how you compete today.
That is Nitin Mittal. Get his book, All In on AI, How Smart Companies Win Big with Artificial Intelligence. Nitin, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Thank you, Kevin. This was great fun.
That'll do it for this episode of the Digital Transformation Podcast. But join me next time when I continue to talk to best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all driving today's digital success. And I'll talk to you next time on the Digital Transformation Podcast. Do you want to be a guest? Well, it could happen. Find out more at digitaltransformationpodcast.net/guest.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.